Parents around the country are facing one of the scariest situations possible, not being able to feed their infant children as the nationwide shortage of formula continues. The shortage has revived a long-running debate about using formula versus breastfeeding, and the idea that while formula might be getting more expensive, breastfeeding is free. Well, that got our next guest worked up. Aubrey Hirsch is a writer and illustrator and mother of two, and she has a new illustrated essay out on Vox now that breaks down the actual costs of breastfeeding. Our co-host Lauren Gilger spoke with her more about, beginning with the first image in her essay. It depicts three different mothers drowning inside of milk bottles. Why begin with that?
That was actually in collaboration with my editor for this piece, Julia Rubin. I sent her a few different panels and asked her, you know, if any of them were speaking to her as like the hero image. And she immediately wrote me back and she's like, the woman drowning in the milk bottle is screaming at me. And I agreed with her. I think that's how it feels, you know, when you're a new parent, when you have a little baby, it all feels like that. And then especially when you add in like all the complexities of trying to make the best choices for not just your baby, but yourself and your whole family and figure out how you're going to feed that baby. And especially right now that there's this crazy formula shortage that's really terrifying for a lot of new parents, and also all of this pressure that we put on, you know, moms and parents generally.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is in reaction to this debate that's gone on because of this shortage in formula, where lots of folks are sort of chiming in and saying, oh, you know, by the way, you could just breastfeed. It's free. And the point it seems you're trying to make here is that it is not at all free. Break this down for us. What did you find?
Yeah. So, I mean, first of all, it's a ridiculous thing to say because it's only free if you think that a lactating parent's time is worth nothing. And part of what I found, one of the statistics that shocked me the most, is that a year of breastfeeding, the time that you spend breastfeeding or pumping is roughly equivalent to the hours that are worked in a full-time job.
Wow.
It's only very slightly less. So that is a lot of time. And of course, there's no pay. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the costs of breastfeeding. Another one is there are supplies that are necessary for a lot of parents, you know, bottles and nipples, milk storage bags, a pump if you're going to be away from your baby for any amount of time, nursing bras, nipple creams, lactation consultants or breastfeeding classes, the extra food that you need to eat because you need an extra 300 to 400 calories if you're lactating, prenatal vitamins that you're supposed to continue during the course of nursing. You know, these are all things that cost real dollars. And then the other shocking thing I found is the long-term economic impact on women who work outside the home, which is that parents who breastfed for 6 months or longer had a much more severe punishment to their long-term income than parents who formula fed. And that one really shocked me.
Yeah, that really surprised me as well, although I guess it shouldn't. When you look at the bigger picture here, it makes sense. So, I mean, tell us a little bit about your own story in this and why you felt compelled to put this together. Were you watching this debate and sort of getting angrier and angrier?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. You know, of course, I saw a tweet from some man who I'm sure has never breastfed a moment in his life, saying, you know, just so you know, your body already makes the perfect food and it's free. It just really fired me up. You know, I have breastfed two children. I'm getting, of course, a lot of people on the internet who are trying to say, you know, this person obviously doesn't know anything about breastfeeding, or this person should have breastfed her children and it's none of their business. But I did breastfeed both my children and it's a lot of work, a lot of work. And some people just don't want to do it and they shouldn't have to do it. That's a fine choice to make. And then additionally, there are a lot of family systems where, you know, it's not a viable option. People who are adopting, people who are fostering, people who have low milk supply or have had breast surgery, babies have allergies. Sometimes parents are taking medications that are contraindicated for breastfeeding. There's a whole range of reasons why that sort of flippant response of just breastfeed is a ridiculous thing to say.
I want to ask you about the broader context here. Like, this is a debate that's been had a million times, it feels like, you know, among parents, among mothers, et cetera, like this stigma around using formula or breastfeeding or whatever it may be, the challenges in both. Did you feel like in some ways we were past this and now we're back in it?
Oh man, I wish I felt like that. I mean, I think my life journey since becoming a parent really is just a constant re-radicalization. And I think for a lot of us, the pandemic especially threw things into really sharp perspective in terms of just how much the domestic labor of women is undervalued.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wrote a piece about that also for Vox when the coronavirus was forcing so many women out of the workforce to care for kids when there was no school and there was no childcare. And, you know, I was one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is just like another sort of echo of that. It's just another way that society can tell us that, you know, our goals are not important, our time is not important, that our only important job is to be moms.
Yeah, it's interesting because it almost feels like you have to put it into this economic context that you did in this piece in order for it to make sense to people outside of this, right? Like to give it some sort of economic value is the only way for us to understand that it's valuable.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's one of those infuriating things about, you know, women's unpaid labor is that there is no value attached to it. We just assume it.
What are you hoping comes out of this? Like a little bit of understanding, a little bit of, you know, people giving each other some grace in the various situations we find ourselves in as parents?
Yeah, I mean, that would obviously be lovely. I also, you know, as much as people are already sort of accusing me on the internet as being like really against breastfeeding, which I'm not, I think everyone should make the choice that's comfortable for them and their family. I hope that it also can feel like a little bit of a pat on the back for people who are doing it. Like, look at all your hard work, mama. You know, like that's a lot of time. That's a lot of energy. That's a lot of effort. And like, good on you. We should all recognize it and recognize the value that's there. And also, you know, we need to be having these bigger conversations about the structural problems that are making this so hard. You know, it shouldn't be so costly. It shouldn't be an economic punishment for the rest of your working life if you choose to breastfeed a baby. You know, it shouldn't be the case that you have to spend this much money on breastfeeding classes and lactation consultants and breast pumps. You know, all of those things should be free or covered by everyone's insurance. There are big problems here that are causing this. It didn't happen in a vacuum.
All right. That is writer and illustrator Aubrey Hirsch. Her piece, Breastfeeding Isn't Free, appears on Vox right now. Aubrey, thank you for coming on. Thank you for talking this through. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.